Welcome, everybody, to Sinner Minute. This is the summertime sinner simmering minute or two, you know, with us, a little short version of the podcast. And we're here with, this is me, this is Vinny. You know me as Vinny Highlife. And with me is my co-host, if you will, Franco. Franco, what's popping?
Oh, my tarts are popping.
Pop tart. Do you know some places like bakeries like make these like adult Pop Tarts?
Hipsters.
Very much. And like they put all these like fancy things on it, like frosted rose water frosting and like guava. It's just a Pop Tart. It's like, and they charge you like $6-7 for one of these pastries, and it's just a Pop Tart.
It amazes me how many people are nostalgic for junk food. Now, I understand nostalgia. I was like, oh, something that'll spark a memory from your childhood. But why would I want to eat a Pop Tart at this point?
And I don't really want an adult version of it. Like, oh, let me have lobster macaroni and cheese. You know, like it's like what you had as a kid, but better. And it's like, well, I don't really remember having lobster macaroni and cheese. No.
And that's not what you're nostalgic for. You're nostalgic for the junk, you know, that you would eat as a kid watching cartoons.
Did you?
It's not this other stuff.
Yeah. Did
you? I've never even had Pop Tarts, honestly.
You haven't?
Oh, no, I have, but I didn't really eat that as a kid. That wasn't like a staple of my diet.
No, me neither. But, you know, so like my kids would like ask for them. And like, I remember eating one and just being like, I don't like this. Like, it's dry.
Yeah,
it's not good. It's not.
It was more of a Drake's cake and a Hostess cake kind of cake.
Hostess.
Twinkies and Devil Dogs, especially.
You put those in the freezer. That's my favorite. You ever put those in the freezer, those things?
I don't know. No, I'm intrigued now.
Yodels, any of those. You put them in the freezer. Oh, they're so good. Oh, it's wonderful. Anyway, yeah. So this is Sinner Minute. And Franco, what is today's, speaking of you know, indulgence in these childhood nostalgias, what is today's Sinner question?
Okay, we have two. From Sinners. The first one is from Staten Island Chuck. And he asks, which Harrison Ford character is the better character? Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Tough question, Frank.
What do you have?
You have my answer on this? All right, my answer is twofold. One.
Yes. I would like your answer to the question.
He said better character. Now, cooler character. Cooler character is Han Solo, 100%. He's got a gun. He's shooting lasers. He's flying in planes. He gets the princess. You know, he's super cool. He's a gunslinger. So he's cooler. Better character? We don't know anything about Han Solo's background. We don't care about him really. Even when we get to like his son killing him and stuff. I mean, it's sad because it's Han Solo, but not really. We're sad because it's Harrison Ford. Indiana Jones is the better character. He's got better development. He's got an arc. He's got, you know, globe trotting in a kind of James Bondish way, but at the same time, he's doing it for, you know, education, and it belongs in a museum, and he's got, you know, code, and he's got, so the better character, because of the depth and the context of the character, is got to be Indiana Jones. He's got the cool whip and all that. Sure, he's not a laser blasting guy, but it's Indiana Jones all day.
I disagree.
Get out. You're nuts. Tell me why.
For the same, basically, I have the same argument, but for Han Solo. We actually do know his background from the movie Solo.
Oh, true.
In my opinion, he has the better arc. You know, we see him coming from this, you know, he doesn't, you know, this devil may care attitude. He's a smuggler. He only cares about himself. And then he finally meets up. He finds a cause to believe in. He finds friends, you know, for the first time, and he becomes a galactic hero. And then he gets married. They never actually said that they got married to Princess Leia, but he has a child, and that child turns to the dark side, and he has to deal with that for the rest of his life, you know, leading till his death. Indiana Jones, I don't really get much of an arc from him. You know, he's just who he is. He comes across as almost like a Jedi in that he, you know, he believes he has his code that he lives by. But we, you know, he's basically the same character for me in all of his movies. I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. But what arc were you referring to with Indiana Jones?
For Indiana Jones, I mean, the River Phoenix character from being young and having the father. The Chronicles, which I watched a little bit of. I didn't really watch a lot of that. And just his love and passion. Maybe it's because he's like a history person. You know, I'm more connected to that as far as preserving things and the duality of being a professor and a teacher and, you know, like teaching and then like, you know, getting the assignment to go to the Lost Ark. You know, I love the connection to religion and real life, or especially the first movie. I love, you know, it does break off for me when we get to like Crystal Skull, and it's, I like the idea of him going back to, is it Marianne? Who's the, what's her name?
Marianne Ravenwood.
Her by the end of Crystal Skull, because I think that's okay, you know, but I guess that's the arc I'm talking about. And Han Solo for me was the side character to get Luke somewhere, you know. He was the fun, the excitement, the energy that was really lacking in those prequels. So I see him as really a side character more than anything else. I think that's why. I mean, again, I love both of them. Don't get me wrong, and I do appreciate you saying so, because I liked Solo the movie. I did. I really didn't think of like that when the question was asked. All I thought of was Harrison Ford. So I guess that's not totally fair. But I'm sticking with Indiana Jones because it's history and he's got a whip.
It resonates with you. I totally get that. I think you made a very good argument for it. But for me, Han Solo was the heart of the Star Wars movies. You know, he was the everyman.
Yeah.
He didn't have the Force. He didn't have any special powers. He didn't have any destiny. He was just a guy. And he joined up with these other people. But again, personal answers. All right, next question. This one's from Jersey John. Who would win in a fight? Another Star Wars question. Darth Vader or Thanos? This is a disclaimer. It's Thanos with and without the Infinity Gauntlet, right?
I guess, I've seen all the movies. I'm not like, okay. But I don't know what this glove does.
You know Darth Vader, right?
Huh?
You got Darth Vader down. You know what he can do.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay, Thanos is an Eternal. Like he's as strong as the Hulk. He's impervious to pain. He's like a Superman, pretty much. That's normally. That's even without the Infinity Gauntlet. And with the Gauntlet, like he can control space and time and all this other stuff. So he's like the most powerful being in the universe. That said, I think either way, with or without the glove, it's Darth Vader. And it's because of the Force.
Can the Force stop him from, you know, doing a snapping? And
Yes, it can. That's the reason. It literally can stop him from doing that. Yeah, if it was just a physical battle, Thanos would win. Darth Vader's just, you know, he's stronger than most regular people, but he's not like a godlike strength. I think he's great with his lightsaber, but I think it all comes down to the Force and what he's able to do with the Force and able to control with the Force.
But if Thanos knows about Darth Vader, can Thanos go back in time and just kill Anakin? So I'm going to go Thanos. Like kill baby Anakin, right? Am I right? Like go to that thing, go to Watto and just say, and punch this kid right out and be done.
I think all of us would appreciate if he punched that kid out. There you go. I didn't think of that. So if he was able to use the stone to go back and kill baby Anakin, then yes, Thanos wins. But I think the Force is the X factor in all of this. I think with the Force, Darth Vader could sense things with the Force. I mean, he's like the ultimate Force user. And he's, you know, I think he will be able to control the glove and then, you know, destroy Thanos with the Force.
But at the same time, Darth Vader got beat by Luke Skywalker. Give me a break.
No, he didn't get beat by Luke Skywalker.
He got beat by love.
He let him in.
So maybe Thanos changes and to Princess Leia, comes up to him and be like, "Oh, daddy," and he's like, "Oh, I feel bad," and then like stabs him and done.
That might be that. That could be too.
Again, I've got plans and schemes for everything. So I'm thinking there's a way around your force. But well, who knows?
No, I would love to hear what other people have to say.
And yeah,
that's something we didn't think about. I think it was just a straight, we were standing across from each other. Because remember in the movie, like, you know, like all the heroes, they held down Thanos. They had a beat if Chris Pratt would have just chopped off his arm like he should have, instead of crying like a baby.
Yeah, a little baby.
Could have been dead. We wouldn't even needed that whole second movie.
Yeah. Good. Better question than I thought it was going to be.
Yes. I thought you were just going to have make fun of the question. All right, that is Cineminute for this week. Thank you for the questions. We appreciate it. And if you'd like to send more, how can they do that?
Well, they can get in touch with us at CinetologyPodcast@gmail.com, send in those questions. And we'll answer any of these kind of questions. Hey, maybe you want to know who would win in a fight. Is it Andre from My Dinner with Andre? Or
Andre the Giant.
Or Andre the Giant. Right, the Battle of the Andres. Any of those questions, please send it to CinetologyPodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram at Cinetology.
Oh, Tuesday. This is it. Tuesday is the end of Scorsese summer and pretty much the end of your summer as well. So we will finish up and we'll have a distillery score. I think he's gearing up to do pretty well, I would think. I think he already has the most pluses. I think he's passed Coppola for the most pluses so far. That'll be looking forward to seeing what his score is and how high he rates.
Yeah.
So until then, that's all I have. Thanks, Fred.
Hey, thanks, Frank. And remember, guys, sin on. Or not guys. I should say, remember you all, sin on.